Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you, whether you're wherever you are on the time continuum of business ownership, from startup to growing, to divesting. You know, we're all going to divest one of these days, folks. So we cover the waterfront there on our website with things you can read, listen to, and watch. We got lots of video there, so check it out, and more to come. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. Bob Doppelt is our guest. Doppelt. He is the executive director of the Resource Innovation Group. The author of a new book, From Me to We, which I encourage you to check out, folks. A very reasoned approach to sustainability of the planet and our position in the on the planet. Bob, tell the audience how they can find you and your book, please.
Well, they can get the book from Amazon.com and many of the other sort of electronic books, book stores. It's also beginning to show up in many of the regular bookstores around, or they could go direct to the publisher, which is greenleafpublishing.com. Mm-hmm. They're actually in the UK.
Yep.
Or they can contact me at the Resource Innovation Group.
All right, so check that out. Doppelt is how you spell his last name. Hey, Bob, and folks, we've been talking about sustainability. We're talking about the stewardship of the environment by human beings, the importance. But when Bob says from me to we, he's saying humans. You know, Bob, forgive me for and correct me if I'm missing it here, but you're talking about humans realizing that we also need to take care of humanity. Would that be a good way to think about that title?
That's right. That it, when you think about it, your supply chain, for example, the supply chain of any small business really today is made up of people from different religions and cultural backgrounds and economic classes all over the world. So we have to think about all those people. And all of those people are supported by the natural environment, just like
yep.
every one of us is.
Yep.
So we have to think about the natural environment because that's what allows us to live.
And I'm also trying to get humans to think about the impact of technology on humanity, and so there are many verses of this song that need to be sung, and it's all about not being so darn narcissistic as individuals, right, Bob?
That's exactly right. I call it extreme individualism that
yeah.
we now have in this country and in other countries, and that's sort of holding us back right now.
Yeah. Hey, Bob. Here I want to ask you a question. I think that American industry, from little bitty companies to big companies, have grown this economy to over $15 trillion. It was $6 trillion in 1990. Today it's over $15 trillion. We've grown this economy, and our petroleum, our carbon consumption per dollar of GDP has come down significantly. Why can't we give American businesses credit for that? Why aren't we, you know, saying, okay, there's more work to be done, but good for you because, and why aren't we measuring progress on per dollar of production, so to speak, per GDP percentage? Why aren't we doing it that way instead of just looking at how much is being consumed?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. That first of all, the U.S. economy is the envy of the world. We have grown the economy and grown a large middle class, taken people out of poverty. And now China and others are trying to emulate that. At the same time, what we now need to do is sort of say, okay, we've done that. Now, what's the next step we should take? I think we're sort of path dependent now. We
right.
got stuck just doing that. We now need to realize, hey, we can take the next step, which is to become much, much more energy efficient,
mm-hmm.
and that's where the opportunity lies.
One of the things,
it's a matter of changing our mind about that.
One of the things that I'm more worried about than carbon, frankly, Bob, and maybe I shouldn't be, but I am, and that is life-sustaining consumables. We're going to have a lot more human beings on the planet over the next 50 years. And we're not going to have the hydrologic cycle isn't any bigger today than it was a million years ago, right? We've got the same molecules of H2O on planet Earth as we had, you know, 20 years, a million years ago, we got less forests, and we've got I don't know about tillable land, but we've got to figure out how to feed and quench the thirst of many more billions of people, and that's what I'm really more concerned about than anything. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly right. We'll have another billion people just in another 10 years or so. But the issue with too much carbon is that, in fact, that does change the hydrologic and the world's precipitation patterns, and it's going to create much more drought in areas that we really rely on for food. And those are the kind of concerns. It's not sort of the average warming per se. It's what that warming means for mm-hmm. food production and for water resources around the world, mm-hmm. in the U.S. and around the world. So those are very significant issues. How do we feed everybody when large areas are either underwater,
right,
or in drought?
Well, that is a big issue. I think I'm going to predict that if we had to look at the long-term thing that we really should be focusing on more over the next, say, 200 years, it wouldn't be how to burn less carbon. It would be how do we get enough water to people, and how do we grow enough food with that water to feed people. I think that's our issue over the next 200 years. What do you think?
I think that is going to be one of the major issues, but it's directly linked to the amount of carbon in the atmosphere. So I think we have to deal with both.
Yeah.
To deal with water, we have to deal with carbon.
Will you come back again another day, Bob? We've got more. You can teach us more things.
I'm happy to do it. Thank you for having me on.
The book is called From Me to We, Bob Doppelt. We'll get him back. He's a smart guy. I've enjoyed having him on the show. We're going to be right back after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.